Good morning. This is Carlsbad Radio. I'm Frank Niemeyer, and I am joined this morning by a pool of talent that's put together a publication, a fine arts publication here at New Mexico State University. And I'd like to introduce one of the instructors, Tiffany Pascal. Good morning. Welcome to Carlsbad Radio.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Tell me about Loud Creation.
Well, Loud Creation is our first fine arts publication that we're launching on campus. It's a student publication in that they submit work, right. And it's featured. And not only is it featured in the publication, but they also create the book itself. So they do all the layouts and the graphic design work and marketing materials.
Lots of skill sets involved in all that. So you guys are covering all that in your
We're covering creative writing, as well as editing, graphic design, and visual art.
You brought with you today Beth Brader. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning,
good
sir.
To have you on the show. Tell me about the process of doing this thing. What's it like to dig into the deep end here?
It can be a little bit intimidating almost. I mean, you're coming in with all these really great professors and other really great talented students, and you're asked to just sort of create and express yourself, and that can be
putting yourself out there can be nerve making, right? Heather McGee, good morning.
Good morning.
To have you with us. You've contributed not only writing a poem, at least one poem.
Yes, that was outside of my comfort zone. I usually am a visual artist.
Oh, I see. I was going to guess the other way around, but
no. Not at all. I usually paint. That's it.
Is that right? So there's lots of art in this publication.
Yes,
so
sir.
One of these poems is yours, and I'd like to jump right into this. Let me just go back to Tiffany just a minute. The big launch coming up tomorrow afternoon, right? So tell me about that. Just 1 second. Who, what, when, where, and why?
Okay, so we have a launch party at NMSU in the courtyard. It's outside. And at this launch party, we'll be distributing the publication for free. So you get a physical copy of the book. It's at no cost. We'll have about 200 copies. And it's from 6 to 8 p.m. at NMSU Carlsbad.
Refreshments, everything else.
Yeah, we'll have food and drinks. Yeah, everybody loves free food.
A little preview. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather McGee, and this is called Look at Me.
Look at Me.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I see you looking at me, eyes filled with revulsion. I see rejection shining through pools of blue. How is it, you wonder, that I can look this way, knowing my body will never be on a billboard, not on television, not in magazines? Full and bloated are the limbs I have, shameful curves adorn my frame. Cheeks that spill over away from the bone, hair that thins, hair that falls, becomes its own entity. I look away, tears sting my eyes, hot and flowing down my already humiliated face. Why is it that I cannot stop? Silently screaming your vulgarities towards me, why is it that I cannot stop? Look, look up, shrieks my mind. Here I confront you, here I will drag you out of my head, out of my soul. Slamming hands into the sink, into the heated glass, shattering shards of glass around me, blood streaming down my hand, plasma etching a fate-filled pattern. There, you're gone. Finally silent, I see you looking at me. Perfection.
Heather McGee, look at me.
Thank you.
And you're a visual artist, really.
Yes, I am a visual artist.
But can talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just stay with. Let me just say that Beth Brader, Tiffany Pascal, Heather McGee are with us this morning. This is a sneak preview. Tomorrow evening is the launch party for the name of the publication, Loud Creation, which is all kinds of work, right? Poetry and art and everything else, everything in between. All right. So tell me about writing that. Obviously, some body image issues there. What were you thinking about when you wrote that?
That's actually our theme for this magazine.
I wondered,
the transgression of the body.
Yeah.
So a lot of our artwork and writings that all of my fellow peers have done for the publication was all about their view on what that is. And I'm usually about painting about the body and the struggles because I have like a condition. So my first collection, I did it on that. So looking back on how I felt mentally about the physical conditions of today's like view of women in the media and how I felt personally, I just started writing it down. Mm. I mean, it just came out. That's all it
flowed.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the flow is
right.
A big deal, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about the, so not only do they say, okay, go, perform,
right.
But they say, and I want you to focus on this perception of right. of each other.
Right.
Tell me about the challenge of that.
Well, one of the big challenges certainly was, like Heather was talking about, we have to get outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I do visual art as well as Heather, and I do it more on a digital level, though.
Ah.
But I had also submitted writing, and then had people who were writers who were doing photography, and we had this great mixing of medias.
All right. So. All right. So it looks like you got quite a talent pool.
I think so. I think we had the students who take this class are the ones that are really passionate about the subject
self-selected
matter. I think so. Yeah, it's you're not going to get ones who are just trying to fulfill a requirement. They're really in it because they want to be in the class.
You know, getting a person of any age to put themselves out, to pull the trigger and say, okay, well, I've got these things that I'm working on. Here, look at them. Oh, dang, that's hard.
Yeah, I think it's an act of vulnerability, and I think in our culture in particular, we tend to shame people who are vulnerable. But I think the instructors who are teaching this course present themselves as vulnerable people as well. So I think it creates that safe space.
You've mentioned a couple of times now that there's more than one instructor. This is for those of us who came in a more traditional time in school, this is kind of an odd idea. You've got a team of instructors here.
Yeah, and it's the class is sort of set up like almost like a workplace. So you come in as a pretty informal environment, and we get together as a team and discuss what we're doing in that particular day. And sometimes we collaborate together. But there's a barrier that's broken between instructor and student, I think, as far as the traditional relationship goes, because it's like a collaboration between all of us, not just the students. The students aren't just doing the work.
I see. So it really is a mind meld going on here.
Yeah.
Heather, is it more difficult to show this the first time to the other students, or is this that it's about to go out in town? Is that more daunting to you?
I think what's more daunting is showing my progression of my artwork from sketch to canvas and in between the colors. I do not like showing anything of my process
right.
before the final product is done, and that's. Mm. It's very nerve-wracking. Again, like Tiffany said, it's very vulnerable. And to show that for the class, right. I mean, that took a lot of guts, not just for me, right. but for a lot of the other artists, because, again, you know, artists...
You're nodding, Beth. So I can see this. You know, I have a real narrow... we could call it an art form. It's more of a workman-like thing that we do around here, around the radio station. But I have a real narrow niche of this thing that I do. And that's hard for me sometimes to go to a client and say, okay, here, but what's it like to do something like that that's outside of what you feel like is your area of fundamental competency?
Well, it was really hard for me because I enjoy writing,
right.
but I write very technical. I write very argument, reason, claim,
right.
sort of.
Right.
And so to write creatively and to be asked to read that in front of my peers was very hard. I mean, it's like you said, it's this vulnerability.
Right.
And it's one thing to take it to a professor and read it to them in their office and ask for help, and very different to have... all of your peers giving an actual critique of this work.
Yeah. So how do you do that, Tiffany? How do you get a student to reveal themselves?
Show me. I think it's different. I think there's a case by case basis. I mean, some personalities are harder than others. I think one of the keys to doing that, though, is if the instructors pretend that they're not vulnerable and that nothing ever bothers them and that they're completely above being shamed or embarrassed, I think students aren't going to feel open to revealing themselves. So I think the instructors have to be pretty authentic and genuine themselves in order for students to feel like they're in a safe space. And
is that hard for you?
For me, not as much anymore. The more you teach, the less your ego affects you, because you get torn apart sometimes by your students. So you have to have a thick skin.
Are the students harder on you than your peers?
These students, no, not so much. Some students are, you know, like a...
So you guys dish it for me. How bad is she? No.
Well,
Remember, the semester isn't over yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask me in a couple of weeks. She's actually one of the best art teachers I've ever had.
And that has nothing to do with the grade being held up.
No, not at all.
No,
not at all.
If it wasn't for Tiffany, I actually wouldn't have had my first gallery art showing last summer.
Is that right?
Yes, because I was too afraid to show anybody my artwork. So to have a mentor or even like any other teachers who just try and push you for your own success and not care about their own, it's very uplifting and very, it gives you that courage to step out of your actual comfort zone and be like, okay,
that's an amazing thing.
What I have. Because you never know who you can help with your artwork.
Sure.
And I realized that this past year, which is awesome.
Nice work, guys. Nice to meet you.
It's a real pleasure. Nice to meet you too.
Yes.
So tomorrow night, did you say six?
Yes, from six to eight at the courtyard at NMSU Carlsbad.
Right.
Drinks and food will be served, and you could get a free copy of the fine arts publication.
And it's called The Loud Creation.
Yes.
Yeah. As if there's any other kind, right? Beth Brader.
Yes.
Thanks, Heather McGee. Thank you very much,
Tiffany
Pascal. What a project! What a great deal. Pleased to see this going on here in Carlsbad.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think I think it can lead to some really nice cultural and art related events here in town.
Looking forward to it tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
This is Carlsbad Radio.